Oh, wow. It's time for Dear Science, thanks to MOTAT, Auckland's Museum of Transport and Technology.
Yes, it is Dear Science, but not with Lillian today, but with me, Bronnie. And today I spoke to Marcus Jones. We talked about a couple of topics, the first being tracing the origin of COVID-19. Secondly, some mysterious extraterrestrial radio frequencies that are being picked up. And Britain switching from burning coal. We'll see if we have time for all those topics, but enjoy.
The first story is another one about coronavirus. We've been doing that every time I've been on for the last few months now. And the question this week is, it's sort of a big mystery, is what will it take to get to the source of the coronavirus? You know, where did it come from? And how do we find that out? And there's a couple of, favorites, or I think there's a clear favorite, and then there's the conspiracy theory, which is actually going to be a bit difficult to disprove. The clear favorite is that it originated in bats, almost certainly originated in bats. And there's been a lot of analysis of the coronavirus in China, which is really adding weight to that theory. But there is a lack of clarity about how the virus passed to people, and that has led to unsubstantiated theories promoted especially by Mr. Trump that it escaped from a lab in China, and in particular a lab in Wuhan, China, which has actually got samples of different types of coronavirus, and it's one of the main centers in China for studying those sort of viruses. But most researchers say that the most likely explanation, given what is known so far about the virus, is that bats passed it to an intermediate animal, which has been thought to maybe be a pangolin. It could be something else. I don't know. But then that spread, that intermediate animal spread it to humans. But the difficulty is that the nature of the evidence means it's going to be hard to track down the source, the animal source. And that also means it's difficult to completely rule out this facility, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, in question as the source. This Virology Center, Virology Institute, is very highly regarded for its work on bat coronaviruses. It is located in the city where the outbreak first emerged, but really that's probably just a coincidence. The speculation is unsubstantiated. And there's lots of evidence, or there's a growing amount of evidence, that the virus passed over naturally. And some of which we've actually talked about on this show a couple of months ago, I think. And a lot of it is to do with the analysis of the DNA for the virus. And a lot of coronaviruses found in bats are very similar or closely related to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. In particular, it's very closely related to a group of viruses found in horseshoe bats, which is a particular bat species found in the area. And they found that it shares, a common virus, a common corona-type virus called RATG13, which is found in horseshoe bats in Yunnan province, shares about 96% of its genetic sequence with the SARS-CoV-21 virus. The SARS-CoV-2 virus. There is also a possibility that the samples were only collected in China. There's also a possibility that the ancestor may have come from neighboring Myanmar or Laos, where horseshoe bats also live. So there's still speculation that the virus came from this lab, but really, unless a very deep and sort of independent forensic analysis is done, it is very likely to be, near impossible to disprove that. But most researchers think it is very, very likely not to have come from the lab and just come from a natural carrier.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about just that for a second, the theory of Donald Trump and the like, that this did originate in the lab. What you personally think of that theory, but I also saw near the end of the article, there are some good reasons to believe that that is less likely.
Yeah, so, I mean, the lab holds a lot of coronaviruses, and it actually studies coronaviruses that are related to the recent one. And you know, you could come up with some plausible explanation that a lab worker accidentally became infected and then passed it to someone outside the facility. You know, it's even in the right town where the outbreak is thought to have started. It's theoretically possible that scientists tweaked the virus's genome for research before it escaped, but again, there's no evidence that they did. And I think certainly there's no record of accidents at the Institute, but viruses, including SARS, have previously accidentally escaped from labs, including labs in China. But none of this has ever led to a significant outbreak. It's possible, but extremely extremely unlikely. Whereas we know that previous coronaviruses that cause these, you know, severe acute respiratory syndromes have passed to people from bats by way of different animals. So the bat seems to be the source, and there has to be sort of an intermediate before it gets to humans. So previous outbreaks have gone through civets, and there's a Middle East respiratory syndrome, MERS, that went through camels. So it went from bats to camels and then to humans. So we have seen this before. This is not a sort of a new idea that these things can come from bats. And I really think, you know, some people, Mr. Trump in particular, is very happy to peddle these stories, these sort of scare stories, but I think it's very, very unlikely.
And so to turn to the second article that you've got here, I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about what these fast radio bursts are and what makes them so mysterious.
Yeah, so about 15 years ago, astronomers started seeing these really fast, means that they don't take very long, they're milliseconds, maybe a few seconds at most, bursts of very high energy radio waves. Now, by the time they reach us, they're very, very weak because they've come such a long way, but you can trace them back to a source, usually an extragalactic source, or some source from another galaxy, not our own galaxy, and they're thought to be extremely powerful. They're a source of puzzlement, because we don't really know what's causing them, or we didn't really know what's causing them. There were some ideas. It's happened that in late April, a star in the Milky Way in our own galaxy suddenly blasted out a burst of radio energy. And it could, because this is so much closer, it could actually help us figure out what these things are, or what's the cause of these really big outbursts of energy, radio frequency energy, from stars. And it turns out, so I hadn't heard about these types of stars before. So the star that's caused this burst in April is called a magnetar, and this is a type of star that is a very highly magnetic source. It is sort of the result of a supernova. So a star, reached the end of its life, exploded in this supernova, and left this very, very dense, very quickly fast-spinning sort of object in space that's wrapped in these really intense magnetic fields. So this star is known, and there are about 30 or so known stars of this type in our galaxy. And it turns out that this source, this observation that was done in April, came, they think they came from this star. And so there were these theories that these fast radio bursts come from these magnetars, these magnetic stars. But this is a pretty good evidence that they actually do. So this star is only about 30,000 light years away, which is still a hell of a long way away. But you compare that to the radio bursts that have been observed previously, which are more like 500 million light years away, so an awful lot further away. And you can use this, I was reading the article, and this is really like a sort of a science fiction thing where you can imagine this weird object in space that's spinning really, really fast. And what they think is maybe it's got such powerful magnetic fields, they have these huge reservoirs of energy. And the one idea is that something is happening inside this magnetic star, like an earthquake or a starquake, that cracks the surface of the star and releases a whole bunch of energy. And this is this sudden outburst of radio waves that we can see. So it's like, you can imagine a sort of a science fiction sort of star thing that is pulsating and releasing this huge amounts of energy. And so that they, because they've seen this now, they've seen this much, much closer up, they've got a much better idea of what's causing these things. The only thing is that the burst that was in April was about 1,000 times less powerful, less energetic than those seen in distant galaxies. So whereas, you know, this type may come from a magnetar, maybe those other ones, those much more powerful ones, come from something else. But it's still not conclusive, but it's, you know, it's a pretty good idea.
And something I thought was interesting about it is how it was detected for 90 days and then stopped for another 67 days and then repeated that pattern every 157 days. So it seems very cyclical. And what do you think contributes to that? What's going on there? Is it the orbit of something?
I have absolutely no idea. I mean, I think these are really sort of weird objects. We have no closer view of something that looks like this, so you're sort of using your imagination a little bit. But if you know, you can you know, picture something where really the star itself is almost being ripped apart by this huge magnetic field, and suddenly something gives, just like on Earth we have earthquakes where the crust sort of just gives a little and everything moves. You know, maybe those are causing the same sort of similar sort of effects on these stars, and maybe, I don't know why they would be cyclical. It seems, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's an interesting unsolved mystery there. I guess the other thought that's on everyone's minds, though, is it aliens? Which is what
I think almost certainly aliens.
Yeah. You think almost certainly? Because the article said almost certainly not.
Oh, if it's a possibility that aliens could be doing it, then yeah, I'd like to think it's aliens.
Well, then the next question.
Mind blown. That was Dear Science, thanks to MOTAT, Auckland's Museum of Transport and Technology.